From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California's primary effort to combat climate change is now law through 2030. Governor Jerry Brown signed a cap-and-trade bill yesterday, extending a program that would have expired in 2020 for another decade. Here's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler.
The San Francisco skyline that served as a backdrop to the signing on Treasure Island is a lot more crowded than the one 11 years ago. That's when former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed California's original cap-and-trade legislation on the same spot. It's a reminder of the changing world this bill seeks to offset. Or else, Brown said during the signing ceremony.
It is the end of the world as we know it. That's how serious it is.
But the governor then pivoted to combat criticism from the left that the cap-and-trade bill is a giveaway to big polluters.
You can't just say overnight, okay, we're not going to have oil anymore. We're not going to have fossil fuel cars. We're not going to have this. We're not going to have that. We need an intelligent, planned transition that will take time.
Schwarzenegger joined his successor on stage and said the bipartisan deal Brown struck should serve as an example to Washington.
It's a message that we have a functional government here in California, where Democrats and Republicans work together.
It was a centrist deal, to be sure, backed however reluctantly by business, oil, manufacturing, and agriculture groups, and some environmentalists. Other environmental groups are strongly against the measure, as are conservatives like Republican Senator Ted Gaines.
I'm very concerned about the impact on the poor and middle class in California. The nature of this legislation is regressive, and people are going to be paying higher costs. Energy.
Gaines notes that the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office projects gas prices could rise as much as 70 cents a gallon on top of the fuel tax and vehicle fee increases Governor Brown signed this past spring. The analyst has also said that state regulations without cap and trade would push gases even higher. I'm Ben Adler.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.